Yes, yes. Blessings and love. I appreciate you guys being with me again tonight. This is our second last night, guys. I can't believe it. But we've been rocking. Today we're going to talk about the importance of culture and how it makes us authentic in ourselves. And with saying that, I want to give thanks to the city of Kitchener and let you know that it's situated on the traditional territory of the Neutral, Anishinaabeg, and Haudenosaunee peoples. We recognize our responsibility to care for this land, to honor this land, and the people within it. And that means respecting their culture, their values, their truth, and respecting ourselves, and just trying to continue to build one community. Man, this is unity. This is going to be a nice night. I truly do hope that you enjoy. All right. Yes, yes, blessings and love. Thank you so much, Sam, for being here with me today and allowing me to get to know you a little bit better, although we are extremely close, we're like family, but I never actually dived into your true background and your culture, so thanks for sharing with me today.
Oh, absolutely, no problem.
So I'd like to start by giving your people a land acknowledgement, which are the Arawak. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'd like to acknowledge that the Arawak are a group of indigenous peoples of South America and the Caribbean, who's historically lived in the Greater Antilles and Northern Lesser Antilles in the Caribbean. I would like to treat this conversation with respect towards the Arawak peoples and yourself. So thank you so much. So are you familiar with that, or is it just what was brought to you and taught to you from your origin in Guyana?
Initially, yes, it was something that was just taught to me. You know, origin, this is who you are. As I got older is when I decided to really dive into what that means and who I really am.
Amazing, amazing. And so, like I said, what your country is Guyana, but where in Guyana are you originated?
I am actually from Mabaruma. In that area, there's a region that's called region is where I come from. Mm-hmm. And in that region, I am from Bunbury, which is a part of a native land.
Beautiful. And what is your native language?
English, Patois. We do have some that speak Spanish as well as the native tongue.
Wonderful. Coming from a music background, I would ask, what's the most popular form of entertainment in your life and in your country?
Funny enough, so in the city of Guyana, which is Georgetown, right, you'll find a lot more soca and reggae and those kinds of music. Where I'm from, you also have that, but because, you know, we're so close to Brazil, we have a lot of influence. So our music in the country part tends to be our heritage music, which is the Amerindian and all that, but it also tends to be the Brazilian music a lot.
Yes, we're definitely going to dive more into that for sure. And I'm going to have some examples from you to play from some things that you grew up listening to. So, okay. What is your religion? What would be the religion of the country?
The religion of the country is predominantly, I'd say, Catholic and Muslim. But that is not, and also, well, yeah, Roman Catholic, but I am Christian.
Right. What was that like growing up? Did you find yourselves and your family not finding places of worship? Was that hard for you guys?
Back home, I did not go up in any kind of religious, I didn't go to church, we didn't celebrate anything, because we were neither Muslim nor we Christian, so we kind of just sat in the middle. So to be honest, we didn't really celebrate a lot of the traditions that Guyanese people typically do, because usually it's from Indian descent, and although I do have some Indian descent, it is not the majority of me.
Okay, and that's a very good way for me to segue into my next question, which is the most commonly held misconception about the people of your culture.
Most common misconception is that we are all Indian descent.
Right. And I learned that as well. In your country, have you experienced racism or classism?
Absolutely. In my country, because of skin tone and everything else, we are considered, the word they use is Dugla. And that's because we are very mixed up. So it's almost like we don't have a place. If I try to fit in with, you know, the black people of Guyana, I'm not black enough.
Right.
If I try to fit in with the Indian, I'm not Indian enough. So it always, it clashes. And unfortunately, with Caribbean countries, certain classes think that, or feel or present that they're better than others, you know. So for me and my country being, you know, a partial native, and we're looked at as the poor, the outcast, the, you know,
the other.
We don't fit in. We're not black, we're not Indian, we just don't fit in.
That must have been a serious challenge for you.
Extremely hard.
Yeah. And your family trying to raise you guys up, you and your brother, right?
Exactly, and trying to find a way to teach us, okay, well, you know, your dad has Indian descent, but your mom is, you know, Spanish and Portuguese and black. How do you, you know, mesh everything together with being all of these different cultures?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I also wanted to know about gender. If the Guyanese culture growing up, there was more favoritism to males or females, or if there's anything specific to gender.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is definitely taught and embedded in, especially obviously female children as we're growing up, you know, the saying of barefoot in the kitchen is
right.
Really how we are raised.
Mm-hmm.
We are raised to think that we make kids and we stay home and we clap rotis all day and we make sure that our husbands are okay. This is embedded. This is how our culture is.
Was it easier for you migrating to Canada and moving away from that mentality for you and your family? Or was that harder for your parents to adjust to this Canadian world now and the society of finding jobs and you guys finding your place in school in a different system and community?
I'd have to say, initially coming up, it was definitely a culture shock of how independent everyone is here, you know, how liberated, how free everyone is. So in those terms, yes, and absolutely, because you come with, you know, a slang, so you're not really, you know, looked at that you're educated.
Right.
You know, you speak patois, so they think you don't know how to speak properly, so you're not educated. So that made it difficult. You know, as soon as I came here, they put you right in ESL classes and all these things because they automatically think, you know, you're not smart because of where you've come from, because of your language.
Yeah.
So that made it for sure difficult to completely be yourself.
Right.
But I did find with my mom being here before us, it did help to make the transition easier.
That's good. I mean, that's at least you had that kind of outlet and someone to turn to at that time. Growing up, like, was it a situation where you were living with just your family, or did you live with extended family or your grandparents?
My sister actually raised me until a certain age. My mom had come to Canada as a nanny for my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So she had left when I was very young, and my father was in the army.
Right.
So my sister took responsibility of raising myself and my brother.
That's a big responsibility. And you must have had some times where, you know, you were disconnected and might have been a little bit rebellious because you didn't have your parents there all the time, right?
Absolutely. But at the same time, if I have to be honest, as a kid growing up, you don't really know the difference. This is your life. This is what you're used to.
Mm.
It's not until someone says to you, hey, you know, I have my mom and my dad, and we all in the same house. You're like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is not until I got older that I really evaluated my life and how everything played out.
That's a good answer. It's a good answer. Are there, in terms of food, I know you're a big cooker and I love your cooking, and I have some, I'm definitely going to either share a recipe or try to find a way to share some of those pictures you sent me and videos of some of this amazing food. So, you know, are these foods indigenous to your culture, or is it just things that you like? Like, is this like traditional Guyanese food, quote unquote, or is it indigenous to like the way you were raised?
Oh no, it's definitely to the culture. You know, how we, everything we cook, everything we eat is always always natural. Always, you know, we were taught that way too. So it wasn't just because, oh, my family likes to make this and this is what they
right.
eat. Everything pertains to my culture.
Yes, and that was, and that's kind of how it is Canadian wise here. It's just kind of like, you know, well, not all obviously, but some,
not all.
But some, you know what I mean? It's a very societal kind of what's, you know, McDonald's and these things, whereas what it sounds like to me is that you, even though you've been here for a very long time, you still try to keep those foods as your eating habits and rituals that are specific to your culture.
Oh, for sure. It's absolutely like important to continue being who you are, regardless of, you know, what country you go to. That doesn't change where you're born. It doesn't change your upbringing. And I think to continue that and to show people as well as your children, this is who you are, is hugely important to keep that for yourself. You know, you don't want to lose yourself just because you migrated to another country. Of course, you're going to indulge and learn the language and learn the food, but to be yourself authentically, I think you need to carry that stuff that you've learned with you.
Yeah, I agree, and I really respect and love that about you. Do you want to name some of the foods that are traditional to you?
Oh, for sure. Pepper pot is a big traditional meal, and that's something we cook every Christmas. It's something we don't make all year, but, and then we have sows, and we have the curries and the roti, and you know, all of the typical, not typical, but the Caribbean foods, but everyone makes it different, although we're all Caribbean.
Right.
But the biggest thing I'd have to say for us would be our pepper pot and our cook-up rice.
Yes. Getting my mouth well watery. Well waiting to have that come Christmas time. Trust me.
Yes.
Yeah. Next time you come up, you need to bring me some cook-up. Yeah.
For sure.
So back to the music now, we're gonna talk a little bit about that and like what music was influencing you growing up and what influences you now, excuse me, and how does that tie into your culture?
So growing up, I heard a lot of Spanish music. I'm not sure if it's because of where we were, you know, located or living, but like I said, because we're South America, we have a lot of Spanish influence, as well as Caribbean, as well as Indian. Like, it's a very big country and vast in terms of culture and what you'll experience. So growing up, I would always hear Lambada, and it was a song that, although it's not typically the Guyanese culture, it still is, because, you know, most of us are mixed with Spanish or Portuguese. But I would hear that all the time, you know, on the weekends, because part of being Guyanese or Caribbean is the music is always playing. You wake up and all you hear is music. Till the time you go to bed, all you hear is music. So Lambada really stuck with me, because I would listen to this and, you know, get up on the weekends, and my sister would be like, okay, you know, it's time to scrub the walls and the floors and everything and put on this music, because this is what we do. And, you know, and we put on this song, and it just stuck with me and influenced me so much.
Did it influence your language? Like learning about, intriguing you about Spanish language?
Oh my goodness, completely, like nail on the head for sure. It really opened my eyes to understand, okay, if I really enjoy this music, that means it's really embedded in me. So I need to now find out more, you know, research more and really know like why I love it like this, you know, because I think anything we're really attracted to, we should try and find out why, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So like the music of Guyana is not monocultural, but transcultural. So it stems from various cultures that are in Guyana, various forms of music that come from the country. So like chutney, right? So that would be more of the Caribbean side or the Indian side?
So chutney would be more of the Indian side, and then there's the soca, which comes more to the Caribbean side.
Okay, all right, sick. I'm gonna definitely be. I know you gave me a couple of songs here that that you've heard, not necessarily like you were saying. You guys kind of were othered because of the music as well. I remember you explaining that there was an influence, a heavy influence of the 50s, 60s, R&B, and doo-wop in your life growing up.
Yes, there was. There actually was. Because of, you know, it's also what your parents play, right? I mean, you're all of 4 and 5 years old. You're not about to go and put on a radio and find something. So it's usually what your parents play. And it was a lot of, you know, the 60s and the, you know, the 50s music. So I grew up loving hearing those music, because it just, I just knew that someone was in the kitchen cooking and the house was going to be cleaned.
Oh yeah, you know, that's the facts. That's the facts, man. I can't tell you, on Sundays that was me too growing up,
right?
Yeah, I can connect with you.
Best memory ever, you know. You hate it when you're young.
Oh yes.
As you get older, you're like, oh my god, just to hear that, you know, you miss it.
You do miss it, absolutely. And yeah. I know also that those are the positive things about the music and the influence, but I know that there were some negatives in making you and your family feel like an other to regular society by not being engulfed in what was traditionally played.
Because a lot of music that is played in Guyana is Indian, and we are, you know, not of the culture or speak it, so we don't understand it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that makes you feel segregated a bit, you know. It's everywhere you go, this is what you're hearing, and it's not really impactful for you because you can't really understand it,
right?
But at the same time, it's still a memory because you hear it, you know, and you remember when you heard this little Indian song, or yeah, like the, you know, the rum in the morning,
yes,
that song, you know, like it's just something you hear growing up, and it becomes important just because you hear it, right?
And it's still, that rum in the morning is still something that you play today, so.
All the time, and I think that's the great part of embracing being Guyanese and being so multicultural. You know, we are able, I can embrace, you know, the soca, the chutney, the Indian, the Spanish, the reggae. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I would like to thank you so much for giving me your time and sharing your life experiences, your journey, things that have influenced you and made you a better person and a stronger parent as well by instilling these values and traditions into your children and the people that you have in your life. So thank you so much, Sam. I'm going to play your music now and let everybody see what's been a part of your culture, and hopefully they can connect too.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for this.
All right.
Lovely talking to you.
Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon. Peace and love.
Okay, bye.
It's J1. Chicka chicka J1. What's cooking in the kitchen? What's cooking in the kitchen? What's cooking in the kitchen? Hey. All right. Yeah, we got Scotty live in the building, handling music for us tonight. Hey. Yes, yes, guys. Once again, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the real culture music. You know what I mean? Bringing it to authenticity. The people. and who they are. I know it's a little bit outside the box, but sometimes it's good to get outside the box, right? Anyways, I want to give it up to Sam. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us and how the journey has been being true in yourself and moving within the system that we live in. I'm going to make sure to put all the handles online. Make sure to continue to support the movement. We got one big show left. Blessings and love.